ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to Allah, and we ask Him the Almighty to send His veneration, peace and blessing to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his pure progeny wa ahl baytihi alayhi salam. We have been talking about the dua 11th of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, where Imam Zainul Abidin, the author of this great book, is teaching us or drawing a beautiful image of what is the good outcome, what is aqibatul khair, what is having a perfect ending in this life of dunya. Or in an easier way to say, in a less complicated way to say, for us to understand what causes the peace of mind, what causes that tranquility, that calmness that you see in someone, especially amongst the mu'mineen, what causes that? Imam draws a very beautiful image for us for that purpose or aim to get towards. Imam says, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنْ قَدَّرْتَ لَنَا فَرَاغًا مِنْ شُغْلٍ فَاجْعَلْهُ فَرَاغَ السَّلَامَةٍ. O Allah, if you have ordained or have given us or have included in our sustenance idleness or a break from these occupations of dunya, make that break or make that idleness one of safety within which no ill consequence visits us. Imam says, O Allah, if you have given us a break, a time that we have for our own to relax, for ourselves to focus and rejuvenate, then fill that in with your remembrance. Let's take a break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
Alright, we're back with the program Bridge. We are talking about the 11th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. Imam alayhi salam in this dua says, فَإِنْ قَدَّرْتَ لَنَا فَرَاغًا مِنْ شُغْلٍ فَاجْعَلْهُ فَرَاغَ السَّلَامَةٍ. If we have a break, let that break be a break of security and safety from illness and ill consequences. لَا تُدْرِكُنَا فِيهِ تَبِعَةٌ. No ill consequences or no bitter moments would visit us in that faraag, in that break. وَلَا تَلْحَقُنَا فِيهِ سَأْمَةٌ. Or weariness overtakes us, then hatta to the point that the writers of evil deeds may depart from us, with a page empty of the mention of our evil deeds, and the writers of good deeds, those angels, may turn away from us, happy with the good deeds of ours which they have written. ينصرف عنا كتاب السيئات بصحيفة خالية من ذكر سيئاتنا ويتولى كتاب الحسنات عنا مسرورين بما كتبوا من حسناتنا. This is the part of dua that I believe draws us an image of what is عاقبت الخير, what is the definition of peace of mind. Number one is that if we get a downtime, if we get a break, let that break in life be something that we spend it in safety, in health, and security from all those concerns, anxieties, and stress from the whatever that is, from the incidents that are happening in the life of dunya. What I want to mention is that that tranquility or that peace of mind will not be obtained except by obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the consequences of disobeying Him, one of the consequences of sinning is that you lose your peace of mind. Tranquility will be taken away. Then you feel always stressed. Then you feel always drawn in worries and fears. One of the signs of mu'mineen in the Holy Quran, the awliya of Allah, is that they have no sorrow carried from the past, and they have no fear in regards to the future. Let's take a break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, we are back with the last portion of our session tonight. Imam alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that make it to be destined for us, write it for us, so that anytime we have a break, we spend that break in happily moments for your cause, so that even the breaks that we have get us closer to you. Sometimes shaitan is waiting to trap us after we do something very important. For example, you get to pray Salatul Layl. The day after, Shaitan is waiting to take away all the rewards and all the good achievements that you have, to steal it away. It's a thief. It's a very smart thief. Shaitan is a very smart thief. What he does is that after you accomplish something good, he's there to take the results. He's there to take the production, outcomes. You go to a majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and you go back home, and then there's a moment of test for you. You start showing anger to your family members, those who are under your wilaya. You're responsible for them, under your care. And all the rewards will be faded away, will be gone, will be missed. It's not there anymore. You've just lost it. You just lost it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us through Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, that if we have faragh, if we have a break, if we have a moment of idleness in our lives, that moment does not mean a moment of heedlessness. Rather, that moment or those moments even need to take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like other days and other moments in life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را